Despite all he had read of the thing, the actual sight was almost too much for him to bear. Yet when he saw the crumbled bricks and stones of the altar, and the strewn bones and skulls of the small victims sacrificed there, he kept his ground. He thought of the lonesome night when he had seen the nameless shapes dancing and flitting in the black air, while from far away the red glare of Walpurgis fires had shone against the clouds. And in the end he thought he knew what had become of that vanished being who had left her curse upon the place.
H.P. Lovecraft, Dreams in the Witch House. Hello everyone and welcome to the channel Out of Ammo, Out of Time. I'm Krabby Terror 8, and today I'd like to discuss the background, lore and story which underpins the Circle Undone campaign for Arkham Horror the Card Game. I'm doing this as part of Season 4 of the Flavor Text podcast, where Kevling and I discuss the intersection between lore, story and gameplay in Arkham Horror the Card Game scenario by scenario. In this short video, I intend to discuss the background and history of Dreams in the Witch House by H.P. Lovecraft. We'll briefly cover the story itself, and then we'll discuss the themes and ideas explored in this story, before finally looking at, without spoilers, how these themes and ideas might impact the Circle Undone campaign itself. Now, spoilers, if you wish to tackle the Circle Undone campaign with no knowledge or expectations of what might occur, then I'd wait until you've completed the campaign. But personally, I wish I'd known this information before starting. It would have made the experience richer and more engaging. So let's dive in, shall we, and discuss the background and history of the short story Dreams in the Witch House by H.P. Lovecraft. This short story by Lovecraft was written later in his life, in January-February 1932, and was first published in the July 1933 issue of Weird Tales. I think it would be fair to say that this isn't one of Lovecraft's most beloved works. Praise for this story, on the one hand, is often aimed at Lovecraft's ideas and conjecture around mathematics and the science of multiple dimensions, and the possibility of travel through these dimensions. Criticism, on the other hand, tends to be aimed more at the story itself, which many feel isn't as skillfully crafted as many of his other works. Nevertheless, there's much to enjoy in this story as a tale of cosmic and existential horror unfolds around unforgettable characters such as the evil witch Keziah Mason and her loathsome familiar, Brown Jenkin. So what is the story? Let's have a look, shall we? Our journey begins in Arkham, Massachusetts, at Miskatonic University, where a young scholar named Walter Gilman rents a room infamous for its dark history. This house, once the dwelling of Keziah Mason, a witch who vanished mysteriously from Salem's jail, it is purported, using arcane knowledge. Gilman, a student of mathematics and folklore, becomes obsessed with Mason's story and the esoteric symbols found in his attic room. Night after night, his dreams pull him into a world where the physical and the ethereal intertwine. He encounters Mason and her familiar, Brown Jenkin, an entity of unsettling appearance, guiding him through a labyrinth of non-Euclidean geometry and cosmic landscapes. In a chilling turn of events, Gilman finds himself entangled in dark rituals. On Walpurgis Night, the plot thickens as Gilman witnesses a sacrifice ritual in his dreams. In a desperate move, he strangles Keziah, but the relentless Brown Jenkin completes the ritual, marking a chilling escape. The aftermath leaves Gilman with an otherworldly deafness and a story so horrific that he confides in his fellow boarder Frank Elwood, only for Elwood to witness Brown Jenkin's horrifying emergence from Gilman's chest. The aftermath sees the haunted house abandoned and condemned, its sinister secrets eventually unearthed by workers set to demolish it. Keziah's skeleton, arcane tomes, children's bones, and inexplicable artifacts are discovered, ending up in Miskatonic University's museum, sparking endless speculation. Among the eerie finds is a bizarre rat-like skeleton with unsettling human traits, a discovery so disturbing that the demolition crew seeks solace in the church, grateful for the creature's end. So The Dreams of the Witch House covers a lot of themes and ideas that long interested Lovecraft. Firstly, cosmic horror and the insignificance of humanity. Central to Lovecraft's work is the theme of cosmic horror, or what is sometimes called cosmicism, which is the idea that the universe is vast, incomprehensible, and indifferent to human concerns. Gilman's experiences with otherworldly dimensions and entities underscore humanity's trivial place in the cosmos and evoke a sense of existential dread when reading this story. Secondly, the interplay of science and the supernatural. Lovecraft blends elements of mathematics, physics, notably non-Euclidean geometry, and folklore to bridge the gap between scientific inquiry and the supernatural. As we see in the story, Gilman's studies lead him to a terrifying convergence of rational knowledge and ancient witchcraft, challenging the boundaries of human understanding. Number three, the danger of forbidden knowledge. Gilman's quest for knowledge leads him down a dark path, illustrating the perilous consequences of delving into secrets meant to remain hidden. This theme reflects Lovecraft's recurring motif that the pursuit of forbidden knowledge can lead to madness, destruction, or a fate worse than death. Number four, the thin veil between dreams and reality. The story blurs the lines between dreams and waking life, suggesting that dreams may be gateways to other dimensions or realities. Gilmer's inability to distinguish his nightmarish experiences from reality contributes to his eventual downfall, highlighting the fragility of the human mind when faced with the incomprehensible. Number five, isolation and alienation. Gilman's journey is a solitary one marked by isolation not only from his peers, but also from the rest of humanity as he delves deeper into arcane mysteries. His alienation is both a cause and effect of his pursuit, reflecting a common theme in Lovecraft's works, where knowledge isolates the seeker from the rest of humanity. Number six, the legacy of the past. The story is steeped in the history of witch trials and ancient practices, suggesting that the past continues to exert a powerful influence on the present. Keziah Mason's connection to the Salem witch trials and the ancient power she wields underscore the enduring presence of history and its mysteries. Number seven, the power of place. The witch house itself is a character in the story, embodying the dark history and supernatural forces at play. The physical and psychological landscape of the witch house influences Gilman's experiences, emphasizing the idea that certain places are thin spots where the veil between the worlds is permeable. And finally, sacrifice and ritual. The use of ritual sacrifice in the story highlights themes of power, loss, and the length to which individuals or entities will go to achieve their aims. The ritual aspects underscore the story's exploration of witchcraft and ancient malevolent forces. So how might this macabre story and the ideas and themes be conveyed in the campaign The Circle Undone? Well, let's explore that in some detail now, shall we? Now, while avoiding spoilers, it's likely that this campaign will be more Arkham-oriented than, say, The Forgotten Age or The Path to Carcosa. We can reasonably expect that this campaign, like Lovecraft's story, will draw upon the history of Arkham and its connections to dark events in the town's past. I think it's also reasonable to expect that themes of witchcraft, divination, and arcane mysteries will form part of the story. It's also reasonable to expect that at some stage in the campaign, the thin veil between the spirit realm and the realm of the living will be pierced, reflecting Gilman's harrowing experience. We can expect that multiple dimensionalities will also take place, as this was also a theme within Lovecraft's stories. So there you have it. The Dreams in the Witch House is a rich tale which weaves elements of cosmic, gothic, and existential horror together, and gives the town of Arkham a richer and darker history than any of us would have imagined. What other secrets and mysteries will this campaign reveal? Proceed to The Circle Undone at your peril. Thank you so much for joining me. Please like, comment, and subscribe. If you like this video, then check out my other background lore videos. I've done them for The Dunwich Legacy, The Path to Carcosa, and The Forgotten Age. And also check out the Flavor Text podcast. We will be covering every scenario in The Circle Undone in the coming months. But until then, I'm Krabby Terror 8. Bye!
So once more, thank you for listening. We're on all the major podcast platforms, so please subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. If you have any feedback for us, you can email us on ftextpodcast@gmail.com or message us on Instagram and Threads at ftextpodcast. So on behalf of Krabby Terror 8 and myself, thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye!